Hey, if you're in touch with the Sydney dining scene, you've probably heard great things about the seafood restaurant St. Peter in Paddington. St. Peter has made a name for itself by pushing the boundaries with seafood, creating delicious fine dining recipes using ingredients like fish livers, roe and eyes that would normally be chucked in the bin. Head chef Joshua Nyland and his partner Julie have opened up a new retail store just a couple of doors down. It's called Fish Butchery, and it's offering customers a diverse selection of unique and local sustainable seafood options. Joshua joins me on the line now. Josh, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Tess. Thanks.
So as a chef, you've worked with fish for many, many years. What got you interested in issues like waste and sustainability in seafood?
The price of fish continues to go up and up. So upon deciding that I wanted to throw my own money in the ring and open a restaurant, then everything sort of starts getting analysed. So if, you know, going off the training that you have as a young chef, you kind of go to college and like at TAFE and you get taught certain things about the percentages of loss and yield. And I found it a little bit upsetting that, you know, at times there's 60% loss on a fish and 40% yield. And so I wanted to channel energy and, you know, start studying what the 60% was. And then, you know, in doing that, then come up with the recipes that we have to work out why we're putting so much in the bin.
60% is a pretty staggering number, actually. So Fish Butchery, it's only just opened on Oxford Street. What sort of seafood can customers expect to find at the store?
It's not as startling as what some people have kind of made it out to be. Like, it's not as if we have puffer fish and, you know, rare breeds of dolphin in the counter. It's very much a straight-to-the-point fish shop, which I suppose has a very articulate offering where it's a glass counter that you're presented with and there's no ice where the fish is displayed. It's displayed in a, you know, beautiful refrigerated marble counter. So there's one of each fish portion that we're selling in the front just so that it's not a big mound of fish. And then customers can basically select from anything from wild barramundi to, you know, beautiful coral trout from Cairns, King George Whiting caught in Victoria, rock flathead caught from Victoria as well. It's a bit of a geographical exploration in fish, really. And the guys that I have working there with me and myself, obviously, we're all chefs. And so we're trying to give people some options where we may not have one particular species, we could give you the best alternative. So it's all about trying to make sure that we diversify what we eat so that we can, you know, introduce you to some different species that aren't as highly trafficked as the more popular ones that we keep purchasing. So,
and you've had a lot of success with your restaurant St. Peter creating dishes using lesser known, I guess, fish and ingredients, as you mentioned, like eyes and offal. How do you go about using those ingredients?
Through some basic acumen from cooking meat offal throughout my kind of training. You can apply similar techniques to those parts. So where a chicken liver may perform a certain way, then, you know, I wanted to try seeing what a fish liver did. And, you know, where you can make blood sausage out of pig's blood, why can't you do that out of fish blood? So I don't see it as too much of a leap. Most do. And so there has been a lot of challenges with the recipes, but we've come up with a recipe now for every single part of the fish. So I'm really proud of that. And I've found through testing all these things out that they are all delicious and they're not confrontational. They seem like it on paper, but then to eat them, it's really cool. And people have, I think the offal dishes at St. Peter sell out faster than the actual, in inverted commas, normal dishes. So, we have a lot of fun, and I'm happy that we're throwing less in the bin, and it helps ultimately the bottom line, and it helps us stay open as a restaurant in Sydney, because it's bloody tough.
I can only imagine. It's an impressive achievement. How do you go about sourcing your fish locally and sustainably?
Yeah, I work with a number of fishermen all over Australia and a lot of sustainable fisheries, which is fantastic that they exist. Walker's Seafood in Mooloolabah are a fantastic company that source longline caught tunas and albacore and swordfish, and they were the first fishery to get the big blue tick of approval by the MSC. And then I work with a gentleman in Victoria called Bruce Collis, and he has a fantastic system down there with a ring net that he's developed, which is a wonderfully sustainable method. And Mark Ether, a gentleman that fishes, you know, the whole country basically, but he catches each fish on the line, and it's extremely well manicured and caught in a very small quantity. So we're not about kind of taking fish that come out at the back of a net of a big boat dragging through the ocean. It's more taking a slightly more intimate supply from unique people that care about what they're doing. And it is tricky. Like, I think the finding of really beautiful fish is the hardest part of our job. But once we find people, you know, it's really easy to put their fish on a plate and be proud of it and not have to really fluff around too much else and put all sorts of stuff with it. It's just more straight to the point, beautiful fish, beautiful vegetables. And I suppose the same philosophy flows into the butchery. If I'm getting what I think is one of the best fish in the country, I want every Paddington local to have it on their dinner plate that night as well. So.
Well, it sounds great. But just before I do let you go, Josh, where can we find Fish Butchery?
Fish Butchery is at 388 Oxford Street in Paddington. And beginning this week, we're Wednesday to Sunday, and we're opening from 11 a.m. through till 8 p.m. in the evening. And we've got a little bar going in the coming weeks along the wall where you can come and sit and have some oysters and some cured and smoked fish and, you know, make it a little bit more of a stop-off point to have a snack before you go and have brunch or dinner at St. Peter.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Josh, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess. Have a good day.
You too. That was Chef Joshua Nyland from St. Peter in Paddington, who's just opened the new Fish Butchery a few doors down on Oxford Street. We'll pop some links to be able to find those guys up on the podcast, which you'll be able to find at 2SER.com.